This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
This is the Roll for Initiative podcast. We're at Volume 9, Special Insert, The Christmas Show. I'm Vince, sitting alongside Nick.
Hello, everybody.
And Matt.
Hello, everyone.
The whole crew is here for our Christmas show. This is our last show of the year until we hit January, because we're going to take a little bit of a break. So we wanted to give you a nice Special Insert holiday show and, you know, see what's going on here. So what's been going on with you, Nick?
Oh my gosh, just getting ready for Christmas and everything. Just haven't gone shopping yet, but I'm waiting for my kids to like, give me your list. But I think I've told you before, it's like past 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't wrap gifts anymore.
You just hand
get them in from Amazon. Who's it for? Put it under the tree. Put their name on it. Done.
Don't even check the box. Just put the box.
Oh, I check the box, make sure who it's for, and then I put their name on it. Put it under the tree. Here. Cool.
Well, I see that, and I raise you. There aren't even surprises. Me and my family, we just tell each other what we want, and that's what we buy each other.
That's well, there you go.
It. Yeah, same thing with me.
That'll work too.
Same thing with me and my wife. We just, you know, we want this, you want that, or, you know, we have a tree up, and we put stuff under it, but we already know it's there, so.
Well, it's like when you get older, it's like, it's for the kids, you know?
The magic is gone.
Unless
you have a big family.
I think I get the magic again is when, dare I say, I get grandkids. I know. I'm afraid that day's coming.
Grandpa Nick.
Yeah.
Or are you going to be Papa?
Yeah. Papa?
Are you going to be Papa or Grandpa Nick?
Grandpa. I'll be Grandpa.
Okay.
Grandpa. I'm already a crotchy old man. I'm getting, you know, at least I'm working on it.
Clutching his 1E player's handbook and his Dungeon Master's Guide in his hand. Get away from me, you damn kids!
Or you'll be like,
get away from me with your card collecting game mumbo jumbo.
With your Pokemon.
Pokemon.
You'll be like, gather around. I'm going to tell you a story about how to do some real gaming.
Yeah.
You and that detective.
3-6 right down the line. Ha!
You and that Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my Lord. But, just, you know, counting down the days, and I'm looking forward to my friend Jeff, his winter solstice party. That'll be coming up here. And taking off a little time from work, so which will be nice.
Are you off for the rest of the year soon?
In a couple weeks. I'll be taking like almost 2 weeks off.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you enjoying the show you're listening to right now? Great! Why not head over to patreon.com/WGP and support that show for as little as $1 a month. $1 a month goes a long way to helping support the network of Wild Games Productions. Again, that's patreon.com/WGP. Thank you.
Now, back to Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, man. Any guys see any good movies lately, or no?
Any good movies lately? Read any good books? as far as movies? God, that's a good question. Well, besides, I'm trying to think of, well, I've seen some really good previews, like for the new, you know, Infinity War Endgame, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. What about Aquaman? You looking forward to that at all, or you think it's hot garbage?
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing some good things about it, but I mean, it's Aquaman. It's Jason Momoa, but
he's no Rock, so
no, but he's not. Every time I think Aquaman from Super Friends, right? You know,
Aquaman sucks.
Yeah, I talk to fish.
Yeah. Well, what about that mid '90s Aquaman where they gave him a goatee and a hook for a hand or
because they tried to make him cool.
Yeah.
Or the pilot that leaked for that other show in the early 2000s before Smallville came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But but there's still the classic mid-90s Justice League movie.
Ugh, no.
Ugh.
Dude, it's up there with the 1970s Doctor Strange movie.
Ugh. Hey, I remember watching that as a kid. Yeah. That's a gem.
Yes, it is. I watched it recently. It's glorious.
It's no Star Wars holiday special, though.
No, no. But few things are.
Yeah, that's true. Very good point. What else is coming out like this Christmas season as far as movies?
Mary Poppins 2.
Yeah, Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah, something like that.
Mary Poppins 2, Electric Boogaloo, whatever the hell it is. Yeah. The one that's called the M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movie coming out.
Yeah, that's right.
That actually looks good. That's tying all those different movies together.
The Glass movies.
Unbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbroken and Split. Have you seen Split?
Yeah, Split was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So it's tying all that together into that movie Glass.
Honestly, so, when I saw Split, I had no idea it was like a piece of the whole Glass trilogy, whatever the heck they're calling it.
Not to the very end.
Yeah, we probably spoiled it. But if you haven't seen it, sorry, but it's been out for a while now.
Well, that's all you got to know. Not to the very end.
Yeah, I didn't realize. And then when you saw the very end, I'm like, oh, shit, no way. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It does look really good, this movie Glass. So I don't know what else, anything else really, but I do want to say, if I can mention what we were talking about before the show,
no, not allowed.
Okay,
now you get okay. Okay. Gloat.
Yes, my special ooh, really cool for all you folks who like the play Call of Cthulhu. The H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society, if you've heard of them. They do like that H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. They like to do, they're a group of individuals. They've been around for 35 some odd years. And they do radio plays based off of Lovecraft's works. And they do props and stuff like that for Chaosium game called Cthulhu. And they did one. It's a gamer prop set for the classic campaign Masks of Nyarlathotep. And I did put a link in our chat over here, but we could maybe want to put that. You want to put it in the show notes. It is amazing. They took all of the different clues that you find in the campaign and did it so they're so authentic. It'll blow your mind. All the newspaper paper clippings are in actual newspaper print, handwritten notes. Right down to like there's a real like matchbook with matches and everything in it. It's one of the clues that you find.
Oh crap!
Yeah.
You're right.
And you get passports for everybody in the gaming group so when they go around the world in the campaign, they can put all the little passport stickers and authentic maps. The maps are amazing. They're authentic to the period. And one of the biggest things is the MP3 that has like statements, dialogue of key NPCs in the campaign done by professional actors. So it's expensive, but it's worth it. So by all means, go for it if you want to. That's why I'm going to do this for we're going to do this for my campaign starting in February. We're going to do this, and my whole group's like really excited about it. So, yeah, it's awesome. It's like I'm totally geeked out about it.
We also we'll put a link of that in the show notes so you can take a look at it yourself and decide if you want to get that or not, or just let Nick gloat and be happy. So
yes.
I'm looking at the world map right now.
Yeah. Yes, I'm looking at the pictures of the world map, and I'm like, that is so beautiful. Just same with the map of London, too.
Just the gamer prop set. It's $129. But you get, oh my God, this is obviously a labor of love. You can tell the workmanship in this is amazing. And I'm gonna listen to MP3s play later on, but I've been through it all last night. And you can tell you are getting your money's worth easily, by far.
So we have a little feedback going forward.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. On iTunes, we got a 2-star review.
What?
Yeah. It's by Xenoblade, and he says, "What happened? So I took a year or two off from listening and came back to find every episode for quite a while has been chat about the D&D cartoon. Is this some type of long-term troll in podcast form? Something like this would be a fine sideshow, but has moved into the big tent as the main show. This circus metaphor is out of control as a podcast. Still love the old shows. Hopefully this just won't collapse like all too many tents when circuses leave town." Aww. Well, we can't please everybody, and the whole purpose of reviewing the cartoons was how to, make an adventure out of it, and we're having fun with it. So as long as we're having fun out of it and people are downloading, I'm sorry. I mean,
well, it's dual purpose.
Yeah.
We reviewed the show. Maybe you could use it, little snippets of that. We discussed it for using a D&D game. And also, you can run our dialogue in the background while watching the cartoon a la MST3K style.
Exactly.
And also, the show only ran for like 3 years, so we're going to be done with it before you know it. And back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, no. We're going to get
your knickers in a bunch.
We're going to try to review WWF Superstars from the 80s next every show. Me and Matt are going to
sit here. There we go. Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be the Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse the Body episode. So.
Right. Yes. And then we can go in and start reviewing all the old LJN wrestling figures.
There we go.
Giant rubber ones.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Sort of pissed everybody off. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
We did get an email in also from Goblin's Henchman, and he wanted to let us know that he has released a free 1E module through DriveThruRPG, which I will throw a link into the show notes.
Excellent.
And it is Carpus. Matt, you took a quick look at that. Can you tell us what you had found when you grabbed that?
Yeah. Looking at it, it's basically a quick little adventure through an ant colony, and it gives you ways to actually generate like the ant hive. So all the passageways and everything. So it has like that procedurally generated maze to explore. So
cool.
Yeah.
Would you say it's like a short, like a one-off sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much like you get your nice little dungeon crawl, but instead of having a set dungeon, you generate it randomly.
This sounds like really that sounds something really good. Like if you're going to run for at a con,
that sounds
perfect for something like that.
Right. And the fact that it's procedurally generated means it's going to be different every time. So therefore, you can run it multiple times and
never get bored.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So head on over to DriveThru, check it out, and download it. Goblin Chenchman is a good fellow. He's a long-time listener of the show, so absolutely we support our listeners. So hopefully, you guys find it fun, too. Leave him a review there as well, because every review helps him in the aspect of pushing it up on the front page, for even if it's a free module. And his other stuff you can buy, too. He's got some great stuff going on there. So
cool.
Check it out.
Absolutely.
So let's get on to the meat of the Christmas show here today. Today,
meat and taters.
So I found something that was for free, and I figured it'd be something different to do and how we can try to make it into our own. But there's a game out there called Four Against the Darkness, and I know the two of you are not that familiar with it until I showed you this module that I found. But Four Against the Darkness is a solitaire dungeon delve pen and paper game. So basically, it's a solo adventure game like the old fighting fantasy books. And what was the other example you had mentioned, Matt?
Oh, there is a whole line of like old Avalon Hill games that did the same thing, where there's Patton's Best and B-17 Queen of the Skies, where you created your tank squadron or you created the crew of your B-17 bomber, and you basically would roll through what the equivalent of an adventure to see how well you did and if you survived.
Right. So with this, you have Four, which is the main title, Four again, and then The Darkness, which basically means whatever the adventure it is. And in this book of, I'm holding it here in my hands, it is about 90 pages, a core book. And you need some six-sided dice and some pens and paper. And you have four little guys, and as you go through the dungeon, you roll, and then you draw it out as you're rolling. So it's completely a new adventure every time you play this. And every room that you go into, you'll have a chart that you look on and you roll, and it can be like a certain monster, a treasure, a trap. From there, you can roll to have more details, special events, like vermin's treasure table, and you can level up as you go along. It'll tell you when and when not to. You also take damage. You roll d6 to attack. You have options to try to bribe some of the monsters. There's some points in the this little book that you can get clues for the adventure that you're building, so that when you come across a trap or a puzzle that you would normally discuss with your dungeon master, you'd say, "I use the clue," and then, well, you're talking to yourself, but you say, "I'm going to use the clue." And you say, "Yes, you can use the clue," and you know, you can move forward. It'll even tell you if you have a clue, use it now or don't. If you do, you do this. So it's kind of like a choose your adventure type thing. It's a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun since I picked this up a while ago. The guy, Andre, I can't pronounce his last name. I'm not going to butcher it, but it starts with an S, was the creator of this, and he's put a whole bunch of different modules that go with this. And I have two of them, they're levels 1 to 2, then 3 to 4, things like that. And, you know, they're a lot of fun to do. Those modules, I think only can be played once or twice, but the main book you can play multiple times because you can do so many different dungeons with it. With that said, we did find a module. Well, I found a module that was in his unofficial or official forums or Facebook group called Four Against the Krampus or Krampus. So it's an unofficial Christmas holiday module supplement for Four Against the Darkness, written by him and written by William Pfaff. I think that's how you pronounce his name. P-F-A-F-F. Pfaff? I don't know. Pfaff?
Yeah. It'd be Pfaff.
Probably the P is silent. Pfaff.
P is silent.
And he is part of Escape Velocity Gaming. And he wrote this free module that we're going to talk over here. So what's first things first, what did you guys think of it? Matt, what did you think of the overall, think of this, just based on reading it, not applying it to anything? You think you could do something with it, but don't tell us what you want to do.
Yeah, no, I definitely think reading through this, because it's meant to be a part of the like a solo game, it's light, but it's to the point when it comes to with what's going on and things you can do with it. So, yeah, I definitely it's basically, for me, just like an idea of mine.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of why I grabbed it. Nick, what do you think about it without giving too many details?
When I first read through, I'm like, huh? I was like a little taken aback. I'm like, okay, how does this all work? Because I wasn't familiar with the gaming system. Then I read about it. I'm like, oh, okay, I see how it fits. But yeah, you know, I could agree with Matt. It's like you could get some nuggets for some ideas there and use them different ways if you want to take it from the solo aspect.
So in this module, there's some really great ideas you can mine for a really good adventure. And I did write up a little one-shot thing, like paragraph, how you can hook people. I should say a one-shot hook, how to get people into this. But this module pretty much includes four different character classes, and I'm putting in quotes because they're not really classes, but they're types. In Four Against the Darkness, you have your traditional fighter, wizard, things like that. But instead, in this one, you get to play Santa Claus,
yep,
Christina Kringle. I'm guessing that's Booty the Elf. Not Buddy, but it's Booty.
Booty. Yeah, Buddy. It's probably Buddy.
Yeah.
I was thinking
Rudolph the Crimson, because you can't say Red Nose, I'm sure, are your four. Now, you can probably, if you have more people in your group, maybe go as far as making more reindeer or something like that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add more
maybe
people.
Maybe have Frosty.
Yeah, have Frosty in there.
Frosty the Snow Golem.
Oh, jeez. Was a happy golem.
And it really was a golem.
Yeah, anyway. So in this module, it has special events that you can use, like that will happen throughout the module as you're drawing it, and they would be pretty cool to put into an adventure as you're making I would suggest actually going through this as a solo, building the dungeon along while you're doing this. And then the best part I found about this Four Against the Darkness is that every time you play it, you just made yourself a dungeon that you can use for your group. Because
yeah, that's a good point.
You go through it, and if you do it right, you probably won't get it, you know, you could, but, you know, you continue along, but you can get a pretty decent-sized dungeon out of this, and then you can fill it based on what monsters you pick off the random chart by rolling, and then if you don't like that, obviously you just, you know, erase that, and then be like, my group is on level 5, they wouldn't be finding that, maybe they'll find this instead. But there's some really good stuff in here as far as, you know, for your group that you can use. And the special events, I don't want to give away too much of it, but there's things like the Ghost of Christmas Past, there's things like that, Hound's Trap, the Ghost of Christmas Future, there's a giant cat that jumps out at you, things like that. And then we have some quests, which the three quests I found quite interesting, and I found a really good way to incorporate them. Deliver the Gifts, and basically you're just dropping gifts off throughout the dungeon on this solo.
Right.
Which is no big deal. You just have to drop it in every certain room. It's just part of the quest. And then make a list. Santa has lost his naughty and nice list. You have to recover 3 pages of it. It's kind of like the old Zelda when you know, I lost this. Recover all pieces. Right. Things like that. And then the final one is kill the Krampus. Obviously. And then when they list Mr. Krampus back here. So what I was thinking for this module, if I was going to do it, I would take all the stuff and incorporate it into a one-shot. Characters find a mysterious red bag that appears to be empty. They take it as they go to sleep that night. They transform into the various characters, and basically you hand out the character sheets upside down to the characters. Say, here is your character sheet for this one shot. When they wake up, they find out that they've been cursed since they touched the red bag. And they are visited by a ghost in the very early morning, saying, the evil has come into the world. This evil presence has stolen all the children from all the lands. Deliver the presents to the children when you find them. Save the children, find the list, and kill the Krampus. And then basically that's your hook to get them to go because they need to break the curse. So even if they don't want, if they're like, I'm not going to help the children, they're cursed to be whatever, Santa Claus, or Rudolph, whatever. So
right. So it's Santa Claus, the AD&D game.
Yes, you are Tim Allen, and you have to go, ha, 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 ha. The whole time.
Yes.
And say Binford 2000, whatever. But that's how I would incorporate that into an adventure. I think it'd be a pretty cool adventure to do. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, one.
You want to go ahead now? Okay.
I was kind of thinking they get the party, you go with, gets approached by a mysterious man with a large white beard, and he has a list of names, and he needs them to do some investigating. He needs them to just. To find out what's going on with these people, because he suspects some of them may be up to no good. Little do the characters know, they are actually working for Santa Claus, and they are the ones compiling the naughty and nice list. And at which point, as they go doing their investigating, you can throw in all sorts of wacky side quests of, oh, they start unraveling conspiracies or mysteries or whatever, when in reality, all they're doing is going from town to town, interviewing people for Santa to figure out who's naughty and who's nice for Santa Claus.
Why do I think I hear, like, the Dragnet music in the background?
Yes, dun, exactly. Dun,
dun. It's dun, Friday. Dun, dun, dun. You hear, like, Joe Friday. It's Friday afternoon. This guy with a white beard came into the shop. He asked us to find these people for him.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, you could base, and at that point, they can you could basically have them romp anywhere as you just go along this list of people. And then maybe there's some people that are actually should be on the nice list that they mistaken for bad just because they're a little ornery, or they're like, why are you questioning me so much? So
basically their whole job is to interview and put them on the naughty or nice list and not know it.
Right, exactly. And then also along the way, they'll get wrapped up in like some of the hijinks as well. Hmm. So like they'll start unraveling like conspiracies or, this person's going to try to assassinate the king or whatever. Santa doesn't really care about if the king gets assassinated. He just wants to know if the guy's actually going to do it or not.
And then if you accidentally put somebody on the wrong list, like one of the ghosts come and like haunt you at night, you did something wrong.
Right. Yes. You get the Ghost of Christmas Future presents as, because little Billy didn't get his toy, he grows up to become this evil tyrant.
Here we go.
Yeah. Huh. So.
What about you, Nick?
I was just thinking.
Uh-oh.
So, here's well, I was thinking about this earlier today, how it's like you could get this like as, into like a AD&D scenario or quest. And I'm trying to think of like how to basically take all three ideas here from the adventure and incorporate it.
Yeah.
What I was thinking was this. Your regular adventuring party, it's winter. Everybody's, you know, the adventuring season's pretty much done. Everybody's starting to hunker down for the winter and all that. And they're in a tavern, wherever that is. But they're approached by you think they're halflings or elves. They're very short elves, but they come to you for your aid, to their aid, because Santa has been kidnapped. Kris Kringle has been kidnapped along with the list
dun, dun, dun,
it has been taken by Krampus, and it's 3 days before Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. They need the help of the adventurers to find Santa and get the list, because what they believe Krampus is going to do, or maybe Krampus left like a evil notes, like, this is what I'm going to do with the list. He's going to take everybody and put them on the naughty list.
Oh.
Once he writes the last name on the naughty list, nobody gets any gifts and Christmas ends forever. So they have to find the list and get Santa back before Krampus writes the last name in on the naughty side of the list.
What is this, like Death Note, the Christmas story? I mean,
yes. And to aid you on your quest, you'll have, you know, some, you know, there's Rudolph, because it's a very stormy night. You also have there's Christina Kringle. They also give you a magic sword and so on. But I think that would be the premise of it. You got to get Santa back and the list before Krampus puts all the names on the naughty side of the list, and well, that it'll undo all the goodness in the world, and there will be no more Christmas.
You'll have 48 hours pretty much,
and you have 3 days before Christmas Eve to find the list and get Santa back.
Yes, and the DM, you can be like, bong, it's almost midnight.
A race against time. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah. And that's not too far off from the Nightmare Before Christmas when Santa got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Shh. Copyright. We don't talk about that.
I wasn't even thinking of that, but
Right.
But yeah, I like the idea of that. That would actually be a pretty cool. And then, you know, they're going to have to fight Krampus. I mean, it's going to happen. And he would have to have some minions, too.
Some like evil elves or something, or
yeah, I'd have to look up like the whole mythology around Krampus and see if he has any like.
Well, there are stats for Krampus, I believe, in one of the Dragon magazines, along with Santa Claus. So
yeah, because we talked about that on a show a long, long time ago,
right?
In a universe far away. Oh, sorry.
So that would be my idea that I got out of that from this adventure.
So I'm thinking a Wookiee. Oh, wait. No, that's the special we don't talk about.
No.
Life Day.
Wait, you telling me you were naked this whole time?
Well, that's some way you can definitely use those. Use this module, I can definitely include a link so you can grab it. I'll upload it somewhere for you, but it's free. They put it in a Facebook group, so I don't know if it's a public download, so I won't include that link. But yeah. Any closing comments, guys?
Yeah. Just looking at this made me more interested in finding out more about this system, just because the way it generates the quest and everything, it was like, I could use this for some lazy DMing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. I mean, dungeon tiles are a little bit limited as far as the core books, but there's some expansion books that have other drawings in it, and there's some fan supplements out there that include more drawings for when you roll.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I'm saying, you play two, three times, and you got at least, you know, a bunch of good dungeons there filled with some, you know, stuff to give you ideas to move forward.
Right.
Even if you don't use what they have and you don't like it, you can erase it and be like, hey, they had this monster, but I think it should have this monster and this treasure. And then all of a sudden you notice you got two, three little adventures written out for your group.
Yeah, it strikes me like a easier to use version of the old chart in the back of the DMG for generating a dungeon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. I just saw something about Krampus.
Oh, yeah?
On Wikipedia, along with the whole mythology around Krampus.
Right.
It's customary to offer Krampus schnapps. So maybe this is a way that you could get the list is you got to give him like some schnapps so it kind of knocks him out.
Did,
I don't know.
Did the Wikipedia watch the Supernatural episode from many seasons ago? Or
I don't know, but I'm reading it on the Wikipedia articles. Like one of the things is like, I guess so he won't like, you know, hurt you or anything like that. You offer Krampus schnapps. That kind of, I guess it goes with the whole like Santa, you offer him like cookies or a snack. You give Krampus some schnapps.
So you get Krampus
basically
drunk.
Get him drunk so he won't hurt you. So he'll pass out.
I'm going to kill you as soon as I get sober.
Have another shy ass guy.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty much that's it. Go ahead and download this when you can. Go pick up Four Against the Darkness through DriveThruRPG, or if you want to buy the actual book itself, you could probably get it through. I think it's a print-on-demand, but otherwise you can get it from Amazon, or you can get it directly from Andre's site, which I think I'll put a link up there for, too. What's it, Ganesha Games, I think it was? Or what's the name of the company?
Ganesh
Games, that's what it was, yeah.
Yep, and there's also on YouTube, if you type in Four Against Darkness, there's lots of reviews and I think some examples of play.
Actually, yeah, there's quite a few YouTube videos out there of people doing play. I saw that On-Screen Gaming or something, or Old School On-Screen Gaming, James Bloodworth, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He just recently did a series with the core book, I believe. So just as an example of what it looks like, I believe that's what he did. On-Screen Gaming is what I think his thing is called. Unscripted role-playing game of any genre, any platform. Yeah, he just recently did one for his whole group thing here. So yeah, go ahead and look him up. He's a good guy too. So that's going to be our Christmassy show. Hopefully that'll be a little bit of a nice thing for you guys going into the new year. And we go back to finishing up the cartoon and giving our analysis of that. And should be a fun ride to the end. And some people had asked if we're going to do the last episode that was just a audio drama play, which we will do that as well. Because we wouldn't, you know, we have to. So,
which is amazing, too, by the way.
Yeah. I haven't heard it in a long time, but yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
So I guess with that said, we're going to say keep it original, keep it old school, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And God bless us, everyone. Okay. Little Tiny Tim there.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Roll for initiative.